It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
There's a 13-year-old girl on YouTube, but it's important to know that she's 13, okay? Her age is important to this story. Her name is Piper something or other. She gets like over a million views of her videos. She has tens of thousands of subscribers. Her parents are very involved with her YouTube channel. Mm. They're either in her videos or they're shooting them. It all seems like a lot of family fun. Pink, you know, the pop singer Pink, so what, still a rock star, that chick, she doesn't care for her. She doesn't care for this Piper something or other. She tweeted, "How many kids like Piper Raquel are being exploited by their parents? And at what point do the rest of us say, this isn't okay for a 13-year-old to be posing in a bikini whilst her mother takes the photo?" And then she posted a picture of this girl, Piper, in a bikini. But what's interesting is the bikini she's wearing is the one that Kourtney Kardashian and I think it was Kendall Jenner both wore. So it was Kendall Jenner wore that bikini on, she's like off on a trip somewhere with her boyfriend. And then Kourtney Kardashian wore that same bikini to something she did. And she wore it differently, but it's like the bikini right now. And it's like a teeny, teeny, teeny little bikini. So this girl, Piper, has this bikini and she's wearing it. And she's obviously, the kid has money and she lives, you know, it looks like Los Angeles to me, but I have no idea where she is. So it's kind of dividing Twitter right now. Like 13 years old is a really pivotal age. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're no longer a kid. You're kind of working your way into teenager, but you're not quite a teenager. And you're definitely not an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument that's been going on Twitter is about a 13-year-old in a bikini. And is it appropriate for the mother to post videos and photos of her 13-year-old daughter, who is very well endowed, in a bikini? Pink says no. Pink says completely, it's exploiting the child. It's inappropriate. That's a big no. And Twitter responses were varied. Like, some people were like, yes, that's a terrible parent. And it's even worse than anyone could be a parent. Like, this is an example of how, like, some people shouldn't be parents.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else said, when I was 13, I was dancing to the Backstreet Boys in my room and kissing my posters goodnight. Shame on the parents for allowing this. Other people were like, huh? Why is taking a picture of your child in a bikini inappropriate?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else went after Pink and said, well, aren't you exploiting your child, having them sing in your videos?
Well, aren't you exploiting this girl by putting the photo on your Twitter feed that has millions of people that follow it?
I don't think Pink put her photo up. I think she just said her name. Talked about it. Yeah. And then it caused other people to call out other 12 and 13-year-old YouTubers who also pose pretty provocatively, you know, kids whose parents want them to be the next Kardashian. So I just grabbed one random video of this girl, and that's what I'm sending you. There was one part in it that I think would upset Pink very much, but then I want to show you the video later on to give you more of a flavor of the family and how they usually are. So this video is, they're all being lifeguards. They're all learning how to be lifeguards. I think it's the father who's taking the video and leading them through the world of lifeguarding. And he says, the first thing you got to do is you got to get your Baywatch run down. So Piper is the brunette and her friends are all blonde. He's going to ask each one of them one at a time to do their Baywatch run. And then they're going to judge who did it best.
Got it.
I'm going to play it in slow motion, okay? In editing, I'm going to decide who's the best Baywatch person, all right? Here we go. We're going to go one at a time.
I want to go last.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so the first girl has long blonde hair, and she's wearing a tiny little red bathing suit.
Really good.
They bought them all matching bathing suits, which is like...
All right, Jenna.
And by the way, you see their house? Their house is painted purple and lavender stripes.
You're up.
Very interesting house. So it's,
and that could be their beach or their pool house too.
Oh yeah. Okay, it's probably their pool house because they are by the pool.
Right.
So nice. All these girls are very young. They're all 12 and 13. And they're like little skinny girls in red Baywatch bikinis.
Okay. Three,
and he's having
two,
them run
one.
Slowly. Which is funny if you're 13 and one of their friends.
You're up.
But if you're a pedophile, this is probably like porn for you.
Right.
All right.
And that's the part that's that I can see why Pink is slightly disturbed. So here's the last girl. This is Piper. This is the one who's
okay.
Channel
right,
it is.
Everyone. Out of my memory, I think the best think that's runner the house. Was actually Eliana.
So, okay, yeah, I guess, yeah, you're right. This is their beach house.
Yeah.
Okay. So now fast forward till about 25 minutes in. I want to show you, go a little further. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. About there. There we go. So here's the mom and they're doing this thing. This is the whole family and they're sort of screwing around. She just pushed the dad into the pool and chaos has ensued.
Save him!
So they're pretending to be lifeguards and save him. So they're all talking at the same time. The mother has a fake belly on, pretending she's pregnant. Because she's part of the game.
Get him on the chair! Pull him on the chair! If he's gonna drown, he's gonna drown comfortably.
Somebody has way too much time on their hands.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, from a if you didn't see the beginning part, from a family perspective, this is actually really cute. The parents are involved with the kid and her friends, and they're all doing this crazy thing together, and the father's pretending to drown, and the kids are pretending to save him. I mean, this is adorable.
Yeah, that was deep in there. Oh, Levy's still dying, mouth to mouth. Okay,
yeah. This is not about, there's nothing sexual going on here. This is just hilarious family fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if Pink is just reacting to the one or two photos of the 13-year-old in a bikini or if she saw a bunch of their videos, but I think it's just interesting that Pink, of all people, you know, now that she's a mom, feels like she has to parent the world.
Do not tell Pink about TikTok. Her head will explode. If you see the girls on TikTok that are like 11, 12, 13 years old and what they do on TikTok, yeah, it's not going to be good. You're going to spend your whole day just calling people out.
But that's the thing. So if my 11-year-old was hot and sexy for an 11-year-old and she was on TikTok doing the videos like you're talking about with like bikinis and aren't I cute and look, I know that there's 50-year-old men watching those, you know, and not like, oh, isn't that a cute girl, but in a very inappropriate way. I'd have a problem with that. That would really bother me. I wouldn't want my kid to be fodder for men like that.
I don't think you can live your life like that, or you would never go to the beach, or you would never go to a pool. I mean, there's going to be
a guy. That's very different. Spending an hour or two at a pool or a beach is very different than posting videos on TikTok that men could share with their creepy friends,
well,
and they can watch over and over, and they could jerk off
on
to
their phone taking photos of your daughter on the beach too without you noticing.
But that's illegal. That's the difference. So he's doing that as opposed to my daughter putting the videos out herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why should she participate in that? Why should my 11-year-old daughter be giving, I don't have kids, by the way, in case you're wondering, I'm just making the point. But why should my 11-year-old daughter be providing content for these creepy old guys?
Because I think that's the world we live in now. So,
and does TikTok have something that you can block, like friends only can watch, or can anyone go on and watch these videos?
Yeah, I don't know. I think anybody can watch them because they just pop up in my feed.
Yeah, me too. But I'm just wondering if they have some sort of like parental consent thing. But I guess, you know, kids are so smart, they can get around that.
Yeah,
so funny when like,
I just go on there and I pull it up and it's like, oh, that's a young girl in a bikini. I'm just looking for dogs. That's all I'm doing.
Right.
You know, and it pops up in my feed. So God only knows who else is seeing it.
It's funny you would say that because I was watching, there was this a fashion girl that I like, and I was watching her just try on outfits because I just want to see like what trends were, what she's very good at like styling things, like what goes with what, you know. So I was watching that. So other stuff popped up that was related to that. And one of them was another girl who had gone shopping, and she was basically like, it was a combination. It was like an un boxing, except it was her bags, her shopping bags. You know, and you see girls with all those shopping bags, you're always like, what's in there? I want to know, what'd you buy? So I wanted to see what she bought. And she bought all this cute stuff, and she was pulling it out and trying stuff on for us. And I was like, oh, it's a cute top. Oh, that dress is really good on her. And then I was, and then I saw another video, and I realized she might look like she's 19 or 20, but I didn't realize the girl was like 14. So I was like, ew, I just watched a 14-year-old try on clothes. Like, I felt creepy. I was literally just like, what's in your bag? And now I was like, ew, like that's, I don't, I'm not interested to see anything that a 14-year-old that I don't know do.
Yeah. Spend 2 minutes on TikTok. And that's
what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. I was on TikTok. That's right. Where that happened. So I just feel like it as a parent, you know, if I was a parent, that'd be one of those areas that I would be like, I don't think I want you to. It's one thing to get on TikTok and just be cute and fun with your friends. But, you know, they're all like staying around in bikinis and they're 13. And I don't know.
I think as a parent, you have to pick your battles with your kid. And that means I have to talk to my kids. So
right. That's a good point, too. You have to talk to them.
Yeah. I just want to hide from them. Do whatever you like. Just don't get pregnant. If you don't get pregnant, we're fine.
And if there's some pedophile in Illinois watching you, good for him.
Yeah. I mean, he needs some alone time. Yeah. I just don't bother dad. You know, it's Sunday. Right. Football's on. Do not bother dad.